Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Medium's Porch. The Medium's Porch is here to provide perspectives on the spiritual process, the privilege, people, and power of spirit communication. I am your host, Kathleen Bolt. You can find more about me at mediumkathleen.com. As your host, I will be facilitating episodes that offer commentary, storytelling, spirit evidence, special guests, and invite you, the listener, to join us online. I am a registered medium at the Lilydale Assembly, and this being Lilydale Radio, I suggest that if you don't know about Lilydale, to check out their website, www.lilydaleassembly.org. So today on our Medium's Porch Show, I'd like to introduce you to the idea that psychics and mediums are very different from each other. Now, indeed, there are some similarities, but as a psychic and as a medium myself, and you've probably heard the statement that to be medium, you have to be a psychic. Hopefully this will explain some of that to you today. I'm going to take a look at this difference and share with you how I've come to know this. This is a topic that, since I was beginning my days in doing this service for others, became very important to me. I wanted to understand my work, I wanted to understand how it was happening, and I wanted to know what I was offering others. So as we look at a psychic and a medium, their reading structure is very different from one another. The psychic very often will use tools like oracle cards, divining devices, crystals, and they often develop a system where they repeat the system depending on the category of a specific topic or a theme that the client brings to them. They very often allow the questions to come forward too. So they spend a lot of time in the reading structure allowing questions to intersect. So the questions actually define the structure of the readings for some of the psychics. When you go to a medium, you'll find that they don't use tools. Mediums rely on a framework for their session. They may start, as I do, with a prayer, then they open up to spirit, and then they leave the questioning to the end. But it's a framework, it's not a structure in the pure sense of the word. The medium ends up doing most of the talking, and the questions are left toward the end of the session. With psychics, they place an emphasis on the type of information coming through to be in line with the answering of those questions, so they're always responding to the client's input. And they're reading the information that's in front of them in order to express potentials, validate, and confirm. And you'll also find, if you go to a psychic, very often you'll find that they are actually confirming things that you already know, and then providing where that will take you from there, moving a little more into the future. The mediums, on the other hand, they will bring through evidence to allow the confirmation and validation, but the evidence is about another person. It is not about the sitter so much as it is about a spirit loved one, departed loved one, or some other spiritual understanding that the sitter would have. Acknowledgement and recognition is an important part of a mediumship reading. Their emphasis is on acknowledgement and recognition so that the sitter understands and the spirit world understands that the communication is happening. One of the most important differences, I would say, in the sense of emphasis is that for a medium, their emphasis and focus is more on the spirit world than it is on the client across from them. The other thing as a medium that I've discovered is that the information that spirit reveals through my communication for a sitter is information that is more of a revelation. It's illumination. It's information that they didn't know before. Or if they did know it, it has an uplifting content to it. It has an uplifting feeling, and the information itself, the emphasis there is that I'm giving all my attention to the spirit world. Focus. The psychic's focus is more on the material world. So like I just said with the medium, mediums focus on the spirit world, psychics focus on the material world. And psychics have a tendency to, in their sittings, focus on the material world in a way to assist the sitter to navigate the material world. If they bring through, the psychic brings through the spirit guides, then you're most likely going to be hearing from the spirit guides in a way that supports that navigation and that working through earthly matters. when a medium is connecting with the spirit world, their focus is to be guided by that intelligence. And when you get spirit guide input, that guidance is from the spiritual perspective about spirit, about your soul, about your life from a spiritual vantage point. A very big difference between psychics and mediums, and I know this firsthand, is that as working as a psychic, you're working one-to-one with someone else, you build rapport with the energy, but my energy management as a psychic is very different than when I'm working solely as a medium. So as a person working in a psychic capacity, the energy is very interactive, as I mentioned before. It is a very constructive process. So what I mean by that is the information is there for me as a psychic. I take a look at it and I see it as something that as it comes in, I construct that information myself in a way that is understood for my sitter. And that is more process oriented and relies a lot on my energy as well as the energy of the sitter across from me. So it's more like a one-to-one phone call. So think of a cell phone call. The connection is good. There's no static on the line, but you've only got one person that you've called and you're sharing that information across that platform. With mediumship, I find working as a medium, yes, I developed the rapport at the beginning. The presence of the spirit is very dynamic. Even though I'm feeling very passive, I'm being creative in the sense that I'm blending the energies, but the energy itself is very dynamic. So it doesn't have that static component when the spirit person comes through. It comes through as an engulfing of energy and vibrancy. When I'm working in a spiritual context, when I'm doing mediumship, it is really the blending of the energy of the person across from me, the sitter, and the blending of the energy of the spirit person and or spirit guides coming through. Also, when I work as a medium, I'm not doing it entirely by myself. I'm not only getting guidance as a medium and support and help in navigating the spiritual energy coming through, I'm getting the communication from a spirit person. So it's the process of blending multiple energies, and it's definitely a group effort. It's teamwork when you speak of a mediumship reading and you look at how it operates and how energy is managed. It's a lot more like a cell phone call that is a conference call where there's more than one party on the line and the energy is clear, the energy is succinct, but you've got multiple people that can contribute to the conversation. Another way to think about it is the energy, the way the psychic manages their energy is similar to as if they got up to go get an orange to eat or an orange to bring to their sitter. And a medium is more like they were given the orange to give to the sitter. I really condense that down in a way of thinking to a keyword. And that keyword for a psychic is that they are a perceiver. And with mediumship, we are a receiver. Now, mediumship, we could go off and start talking about how we also perceive, because to be, as I said earlier, to be a medium, you have to be able to have psychic abilities and access to those psychic gifts. But for the most part, we have a perceiver as a psychic and a medium as a receiver. The takeaway for you as a sitter in a reading can be different as well. The one thing that I've noticed is that the information in the way that it comes through, the way the energy is managed when I'm doing a psychic reading, is that I've offered the person across from me an opportunity to receive information that allows confirmation and validation, gives a bearing on their life. And it tends to be something that applies now to that sitter. It is something that applies now and may change depending on their next move. And that's the same with anything that moves into the future. It's based on the present. But the information I'm offering is relevant for only a limited period of time. And I feel like when I work as a medium, the information that's coming through, as I give them life-bearing information from a broader scope, as I give them the confirming and validation that comes from a higher source and from their departed loved ones, from the spirit realm, that reassurance and that upliftment seems to last longer. It seems to take them through a process where they can facilitate their own healing, where they can take it into the future. It has more permanence and relevance, and it also helps support the unfoldment of the individual that has come for the sitting. To summarize, I would say that the psychic's structural difference is strong. It is different between the psychic and the medium, how they structure their reading. How a psychic and medium approaches and emphasizes the information as it comes through and where they put their attention. And that is going to be something that's very different between psychic. And it's probably even going to be different between psychic and psychic and medium and medium. However, between psychics and mediums themselves, definitely there is a difference in terms of the material focus versus the spirit world focus. We have our perceiver for the psychic. We have our receiver for the medium. With a psychic, you're guaranteed to get information. With a medium, you're more than likely guaranteed to get some sort of insight, a new way of seeing something. So how can you use this information going forward? As a medium, I would like to advise you to always make your own discernment, always stay in your own intuition when you're making decisions about who to see and when to see them. You will always have free will, not only in the process of who to go to, but what to do with the information once you've been given it. If you're looking for support from a medium, I would recommend that you look to a medium when you want to feel closer to your departed loved ones, when you want to experience the comfort and reassurance that comes from a connection with spirit, when you're seeking spirit illumination and insight regarding your life. Seek out a medium when you're wondering what your spirit loved ones, your departed loved ones, have for an opinion about life, about their life, about your life, observations and lessons learned. Seek out a medium when you want knowledge about the afterlife, what it's like and what your spirit loved ones in the spirit world want to say about life after leaving the physical body. And when you want to learn ways to connect with spirit and develop your gift, a medium can be there to support you in that. I want to thank you today for joining me on the Medium's Porch. I invite you to stay in touch. Subscribe to my newsletter, which you'll find on the first page of my website, mediumkathleen.com. I'll be posting on my website episode information, upcoming online and in-person classes I'm teaching, as well as events. The release of the 2023 seasonal Lilydale calendar will be out soon, so stay in touch with Lilydale for that. And feel free to find me on Facebook page Spiritual Medium Kathleen and drop me a message. Let me know what your thoughts are on today. What has been your experience of the difference between a psychic and a medium? Join me next week as we connect with spirit. Our next episode will be a connection with your spirit loved ones. I'll be bringing through spirit communication for as many as time allows, guided by the intelligence of the spirit world. So join in to experience that and maybe even receive your own communication. Stay well, and everyone remember, your loved ones are only a heartbeat away.